Well, we've just about got 6 hours or so to wait now, and Atco Dawson is on approach radar this evening, so he'll be watching out. He's got his own children as well, so they've got a vested interest in getting Santa through the control zone. As we usually expect, we're expecting him to approach from the east, because of course Santa has to take advantage of the fact that time zones work in his favour, so that gives him a few extra hours at night. If he starts where effectively the sun rises and then follows it round. So we're all geared up for that. So we're expecting to see him any time after midnight. We're never quite sure when to expect him. And of course, with our brand new radar, we'll be watching out even further than normally we can, because his ranges are slightly further than our old one.
And how closely do you work with your colleagues at North Pole Control ahead of this?
Oh, essential. So they're submitting the flight plans throughout the night. We're picking those flight plans up. We're translating them into strips, which is what we need to control the flight. And then it's really just a case of watching it. We'll progress through the night. Sometimes they're delaying. Sometimes they're bringing the flight strips forward a little bit. Depends what the weather's doing, where the headwinds are. And, of course, by the time it gets halfway around, the reindeers are starting to get a little tired, so they tend to slow down. We try to take all of that into account with the prevailing weather, and we just kind of stand by and watch him approach.
I know when you get some VIP visitors flying in, I'm thinking of things like royal visits and the such like, you get lots of crowds at the airport, but is my understanding correct that North Pole Control actually specify no spectators because of the huge magical field that's generated by the sleigh and the reindeer on approach?
It's just about speed, David, to be honest. He goes so fast that you wouldn't actually see him. He's got to slow down slightly in order that our radar can pick him up. But to be honest, it's a high-priority flight. It happens so quickly that quite simply, you would see nothing. You may hear him, but you would certainly see nothing.
And, of course, this will be the final flight going through Guernsey airspace under your control for 24 hours. The airport closed on Christmas Day. I would imagine when you wake up on Christmas morning and you hear the skies completely silent, it must be quite an unnerving feeling for an airport director.
It is a little bit, to be honest, yeah. I mean, it happens occasionally, doesn't it, during the year with fog and occasional snow and stuff like that. But, yeah, Christmas Day is always a bit special. We've still got people on duty, though. So we've got our Met man will be on duty all day on Christmas Day and overnight as well. So Martin Crowes is doing a shift and Rob as well is doing a shift in the afternoon. So spare a thought for them as you're tucking into your mince pies and your roast potatoes. Not together, tomorrow lunchtime, because they will still be at work and they'll be monitoring the weather. And the output that they give will, of course, be fed through to the BBC National Weather Service, and the forecast will be based partly on their observations down in Guernsey during Christmas Day. And in the early hours of the morning, of course, their preparations will be ready for the flights that resume on Boxing Day. So, yeah, it's been a good day today. Most people have got to where they want to be. It's great to see families reunited. It's one of the reasons I took the job in the first place, was just seeing families reunited. It's a very special time of the year. And it's great that everybody should, by 6 o'clock anyway, be largely where they need to be tonight.